I can't really hear anything. Yeah, I think we're on. I think.
Still can't hear me.
Maybe your headphones aren't working.
I can hear you.
Well, okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but kind of through the room. Are we?
Yeah, I don't think I'm on. Something's not right. I'm not on.
Yeah, I don't think you're on.
Maybe. How about now?
You're on. I think. Try again.
I'm on.
Try again.
I'm on.
You're on.
Why wasn't I on before?
I don't know.
You did something.
I forgot to press the button.
Because I was off.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't on. Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
I'm going to try to do this show as close to horizontal as possible.
You're doing it pretty well. She is lying back on her chair.
As far as I possibly can.
I can see that. Don't break the chair.
It's up to the chair.
That wasn't a very caring look. That kind of said, I really don't actually care if this chair breaks when I don't care.
Don't break the chair.
Don't break the chair.
Loretta, this is my slump time of day.
I know it is.
It's my afternoon slump, and it like hit me so hard. Like the minute I sat down in this chair.
And then 15 minutes into the show, you're going to get punchy and wake up again. And it'll just be like you had a lot of coffee.
You're so right. Why does that happen to me?
I don't know why it happens to you. It's chronic. And it's only on Tuesdays.
What time do you have a slump?
I really don't have a slump. I have a slump at like 1 a.m.
That's called going to bed.
Yeah, I know. I don't really slump. In the morning, I guess. But that's like just after waking up.
You don't have an afternoon slump?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't eat either.
I do.
Did you eat lunch today?
Not yet. But that doesn't mean I don't.
Well, I think for me, it's a combination of coffee wearing off and then eating lunch. So I'm digesting and I've lost my caffeine buzz.
Hmm. Okay.
So anyway, that's my mood today.
Hmm.
Remember how much fun we had last week? Remember when you gave me the how many goats quiz?
That was great.
God, that was fun.
I wonder if I'm worth any more goats this week than I was last week.
I wonder.
Maybe I've improved.
I wonder how
bit.
Many monkeys you're worth.
I do. I also wonder how many monkeys I'm worth.
Can we?
I would probably be worth less monkeys, since
I think I'm worth less. Fewer monkeys than goats.
Because monkeys are a bit more valuable.
Monkeys are much more valuable.
Yeah.
Can we tell everybody what we did on Sunday? You're drawing a blank, aren't you? I know it was a really long time ago. It was a day and a half ago.
What happened?
Okay. Put these two things in your mind together. Sunday with Mom and monkeys.
We went to the Bronx Zoo.
We did. We went to the Bronx Zoo.
I don't even keep track of what day it is. So I don't associate what happens on because I'm not in school right now. I'm getting tutored. I have no reason to remember what day it is. None.
That's scary.
Yeah, I know. That happens in the summer, too. Even when I am in school, it happens in the summer.
You're never in school in summer.
When I'm in the normal habit of school. Like after getting out of school.
Oh, I see. In school. The minute you're out of school, it kicks in.
No. Well, that's not one. Never mind.
Oh, so in summertime, even when you're in school, you lose track of what day it is.
Yeah.
Like if it's like the end of June and you're still going to school, you have no idea what day it is.
Usually, yeah. Because we don't do anything. I mean, like I can differentiate weekends and stuff, but... Yeah.
Weekends are different.
Weekends are different.
But for you right now, not that different.
Not really. I mean, every day is a weekend. What was that good joke I made where you thought it was so funny you had to repeat it?
You said it was like a t-shirt and then you were like, that's too true to be funny.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it said every day is a weekend for me, and I said that's too true to be funny.
That's right. I was like, you should get that on a t-shirt.
This is not a good show so far.
I know. I'm sorry. It's my slump.
Well, it's kind of my fault too. I'm a bit zoned out today.
Are you?
I've been watching TV all day. I was on the exercise bike too, though, so it's not like I just did absolutely nothing today.
You know, any kid in Columbia and Greene counties who's listening to you right now is saying to themselves, she's not in school and she watches TV all day. How can I be her?
Mom, that's not really what people... That's what kids do. It's not what they want to do. In my experience, anyway.
I mean, most kids are in school.
Yeah, well, that's like not what I aim to be. It's just what I am. Nothing I can do about it.
Nobody wants to go to school. You actually figured out how not to do it. You put it into effect.
I'm not sure if I should take that as a compliment or not.
I'm not sure whether it was meant as one. So I wanted to talk about the Bronx Zoo.
I love the monkeys.
The monkey thing is new, that you're so into monkeys.
I've always been into monkeys. I don't know. I'm really into monkeys. They're my favorite animal.
So which were the best monkeys?
The
mandrills, right?
No. The
ones with the rainbow butts?
No.
Not them?
The ones in the beginning, in the birds.
Oh, the ones with the long tails?
Yeah. The really small ones?
Yeah.
I like them.
The orange ones? Weren't they? They were like...
The first ones we saw.
Yeah. They were your favorites. They were really cute. Tamarind?
Yeah. Yeah, those.
They were cute.
Those are my favorite.
My favorite thing at the zoo...
Birds?
...was the mother gorilla sleeping with her baby.
Yeah. There was a mother gorilla, and she was leaning right against the...
against the glass.
The glass, and she had a baby. And she was like cuddling with it. And it was like newborn.
They were like one thing. They were like, you couldn't... It was like you could barely tell where one began and the other ended.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Well, the baby was like perfectly camouflaged onto the mother.
That is
like,
true.
Like you just saw his face and it was like a total miniature mother face.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
And then there was another one. There was another.
There was another mother and child, monkey, gorilla. Can you remember which exhibits made me cry besides the monkey, the gorilla baby?
Mm. There were some other ones.
I cried a few times.
There was a bird that made you cry,
right? There was a bird that made me cry.
I don't cry at zoos. I don't know why you get so emotional at zoos.
I cry at zoos.
There were at least 3 times where you started to cry.
Yeah. Do you know what happened to me at work last week? Somebody who heard this radio show last week told me that they know everything about me from hearing this radio show.
You're kind of an open book on the radio.
And they were like, for example, I know that you fall asleep 20 minutes into a movie if it starts after 9 o'clock.
I'm pretty sure everyone in Hudson knows that at this point.
It's so true.
It's entirely true. Can I tell you what happened that's really exciting?
Yeah.
A new longer trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
Tell everybody about Groot.
He's a walking tree, and he's my favorite character.
Tell us more about Groot.
There's not a lot to tell about Groot. He's best friends with a raccoon.
What does Groot do? Is he strong? Is he, like, mean?
He's really nice, and... he's very strong and kind of unaware.
Uh-huh. Kind of clueless.
Yeah.
And what's with the flower? Doesn't he give a flower to a little girl?
Yeah, there's a trailer where he gives a flower to a little girl. And he's like, in some of the comics, he's like 25 feet tall.
Aww. Yeah. He's kind of lovable.
Yeah. He's really unaware that he can be menacing. And in the new trailer, he's... the main guy, Peter, Star-Lord, has a mixtape of music, uh-huh. And it's like Hooked on a Feeling. And
yeah, by Blue Suede.
Yeah. And
are you going to play that today?
No. You want me? I'll play it. All right. Do you want me to play it?
I would love you to play it. You're pumping up your favorite movie. It's coming out August 1st.
You know that.
I do, because every time we go to a Marvel movie, they show that promo. They show that. We've seen that trailer a dozen times.
It's my new favorite comic, too. It's a really good comic.
You love the comic, but you showed me this thing in the comic where, like, the world's blowing up and
Groot is
just like, I am Groot. Like, that's all he says.
That's what he says. Yeah, that's his line.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
Does he say anything else?
Not that I've seen. I'm not the most experienced with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, you did get a comic book.
I've gotten a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy comic books.
And you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited for the movie. Also, the X-Men movie opens this week.
Yeah. Thursday.
There's a problem, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one to take me to that.
There's no one to take you on Thursday night.
You know I'm
going to
get there, right?
I don't really know. I don't know that you're going to get there. What, you're going to hitchhike? You're going to what? Ride your bike to Chatham? What are you going to do?
Yeah, sure. That. Find a friend to take me? I don't know. I'm not missing it. I've been waiting for like over a year and I'm not missing it.
Can we hear a song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm not living up to the radio. The radio standards that
Here's
I could be living up to.
Concrete Wall by Z Avi. It's not plugged in. I'm really tired today. I'm
a live wire.
You're never really...
I'm electric.
Never really too excitable on the radio, except when you get punchy, which I don't know why that isn't happening. Usually that's kicked in by now.
I get pretty excitable on my radio show. I'm going to be doing a radio show tomorrow.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It still didn't work.
That button didn't work. Do you have the orange button on? You need the orange button.
It didn't work.
Turn it on. Hit the orange button. Turn on the orange button at the top. Yeah.
Try that.
Now try it. Boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom. Oh, yeah. Boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack. What is this all about? Settle down. Please don't yell or shout. Boom, shaklak, clack, boom, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack. The landlord, he lives downstairs. We'll get evicted. Please don't be too loud. Boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack. You say I'm passive aggressive. How can I not be when you're always talking at me? Boom, shaklak, clack. You say I'm unresponsive, and here you are talking over me. Boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack. You make me wanna throw this shoe right through that concrete wall. Boom, shaklak, clack. Maybe you should pack your things. If it's that dreadful, then just leave it all. Shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack. Boom, shaklak, clack, 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 boom, shaklak, clack. Don't wanna keep on sharing my bed with someone that I have to love less and less. Every time I try to make you smile, you say that I'm being a child. Well, I tried my best. Say that I need therapy. Well, my darling, so do you. Boom, shaklak, clack, boom, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak. Don't need for you to tell me what is wrong in all I say or do. Shaklak, clack, boom, boom, shaklak, clack, boom, shaklak, clack. Please don't try to throw this shoe right through that concrete wall. Shaklak, clack, boom,
shaklak-klak, boom shaklak-klak. Maybe you should pack your things. If it's that dreadful, then just leave it all. Shaklak-klak, boom 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 shaklak-klak.
Concrete Wall by Z-Avi.
Z-Avi?
Z-E-E space A-V-I.
Names are getting crazier every day.
Yeah. I think it's pretty.
That was a beautiful song.
I went her name, but yeah, good song too.
Oh. I'm trying to sit more upright.
Really? I thought you were going to be horizontal for the whole show.
I'm making an effort because I feel like it's not helping my radio persona.
I think it's making
to be almost laying down on the radio. You know what I realized? Why I'm probably so tired?
Why?
I hiked Monument Mountain again today.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went back. I was in Great Barrington and it was so beautiful out and I was just like, I'm going to go do it again. And I did.
That's really cool.
So maybe that's why I'm tired.
That might be why I'm tired.
I climbed a mountain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Bronx Zoo. What else can we say about the Bronx Zoo?
I've got nothing.
Expensive food.
Oh, yeah.
Not very good. We had a lot of fun feeding hot dog buns to birds.
Those were not very good hot dogs. Definitely not the best hot dogs I've ever had.
Not a great hot dog.
Yeah.
I don't know, Loretta. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's supercharge this thing. Let's give it a jump start. Let's give it a defibrillator.
The only thing I can think of to talk about is Marvel movies. So.
Well, let's talk about Marvel movies.
There's
then.
A new Thor coming out in 2016.
In 2 years. Yeah. Let's start getting excited now.
Of course I'm getting excited now. Also, they confirmed the next Captain America.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is Bucky going to be in it?
What do you think?
Yes.
It's probably going to be like about him again. He was so popular.
Is Captain America ever going to go bad? Like the way Bucky went bad? Like, can Captain America be turned?
No. But I'm not going to say it because it'll either be... It'll probably count as either a spoiler or sad.
What?
Something happens in Captain America. I'm not going to talk about
it. In the comic.
Well, it's going to happen in the movies too.
In the next movie?
Not in the next one.
Somebody's going to die. Who? Who's going to die, Loretta?
No. I'm not going to talk about it because it's going to be... It kind of ruined me finding out and I wish I hadn't.
All right. Yeah, like, don't ruin it for anybody else.
It'll probably come out in like 15 years, so...
We never watched all the X-Men movies. Can we never got around to that.
I want
to
do that.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen before Thursday.
Okay. Well, I can watch them by Thursday.
I can watch... That's because you're not in school.
Yeah, well, you're not either.
We can watch one tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch, I forget what it's like another bad Sebastian Stan horror movie.
I don't want to watch that.
I know you don't. Dad did.
He did?
Yeah. He's really into cheesy horror movies. I thought you knew that about him.
I forgot.
Yeah. It's called The Apparition. It's probably going to be terrible.
Wait, you already watched it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, but he said he would watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, he can take care of that.
Instead, we watched the show Coma. It has 2 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good. Kind of creepy.
This is why you have 2 parents.
Yeah, because you would not watch either of those things.
Because
you're not going to watch bad Sebastian Stan horror movies or the show Coven.
You know what I'm watching right now?
What?
Capote.
What is that?
It's
I'm watching Political Animals.
It's
and it's really good.
It's a movie about Truman Capote, a writer, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm watching it on demand on Netflix. That's my speed.
It's incredible.
That's my jam.
It's great. I would not watch that.
I know. It would torture you the way a cheesy horror movie starring Sebastian Stan.
It's not starring Sebastian Stan.
Oh, he gets killed in the first 3 minutes?
No, probably not. Probably not.
Play another song. Are you going to play that Blue Cheer song? Blue Suede, I mean? What else you got? Give me some choices.
I don't know. I'm trying to find new stuff, but I've already played all my favorite songs. What else have I been playing?
Oh, geez. I feel so bad for audiences today.
This is
while
awful.
You and I struggle to remember what really songs bad. Of yours we've liked lately.
Mm. I'm terrible at this. I've always
played
Blue
Suede.
I don't even like that song. I just downloaded it because it was the song from the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
Did you see that? The minute it came on, you were like regretting it.
Are you kidding? It totally made my day.
Deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. If I can for sure, all the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Loretta, I've seen the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy so many times that I will never hear this song without seeing like the lineup of all the Guardians of the Galaxy characters with the little raccoon.
Rocket.
I'm sorry, Rocket. Yeah. Nice one.
Mm-hmm.
I heart the 70s.
Can I tell you,
Guardians of the Galaxy
is one of the things where I like every single character. Oh, and Lee Pace is in it. You like him, right?
What else has he been in?
He was the guy from Pushing Daisies.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Is he Star-Lord?
No. He is Ronan the Accuser, who is the bad guy that everyone hates.
Really?
Yeah. Who used to be, never mind. One is going to understand any of these references, so I'm not even going to make them.
That's what Tumblr's for.
Yeah.
Who's in the X-Men movie?
James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Ellen Page, Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
Nicholas Holt.
So that whole gang from the old X-Men movies is gone.
No.
Hugh Jackman? Oh,
yeah, he's in it.
He's in it?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not one of the main people anymore?
No, he is. I just forgot that he's there.
What about Anna Paquin? Is she still in it?
Mm.
Are there like 18 X-Men now?
There's a lot of X-Men now.
There used to be like 4 or 5.
Yeah, no.
Well, what happened? They multiplied? Come on. What is, what's his name? Gandalf? Is he still in it?
Yeah. Ian, whatever.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Patrick Star Trek guy.
Patrick Star Trek. Yeah, he's in it.
Get ready, everybody.
Everyone's in it. Everyone's in it except for the people from other Marvel movies. Oh, yeah, Evan Peters.
I don't know who that is.
American Horror Story. This is one of the things that's just made me really mad. His name is Pietro Maximoff, and they call him Peter.
In the movie? Pietro is too hard for, like, Hollywood audiences to swallow.
Yeah. It's like a copyright issue or something, because Pietro Maximoff is going to be in the Avengers, too, and they're from two different companies. So I don't know. They called him Peter.
The Avengers is a different company? Mm-hmm. They're not all Marvel?
They're all Marvel, but it's, like, a different company.
You are getting some deep knowledge here.
And Fantastic Four, that's a whole other thing, too.
Do you think they can't combine all them?
No, because Chris Evans plays Captain America and Johnny Storm. That wouldn't be... that'd be quite a revelation.
That'd be like he'd be ripping off his cap and running to the other side of the camera, you know, and then, like, putting his cap back on.
Or they would just use special effects, like they do in Orphan Black.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's a new Fantastic Four coming out, and
I hope it's better than the first one.
Michael B. Jordan plays Johnny Storm now, and Kate Mara plays Sue Storm.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
Do you want to play a song? Because I think it's time to go.
I think it's time to go anyway.
Next week, I'm going to be awake, I promise.
Yeah, no, I doubt that.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Here's Where's Your Head At by Basement Jaxx. Where's your